It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I don't mean to start things off this morning by making it about me, but does this color hat look okay with this shirt? I think that matches, right?
I think it's great. It's more like a denim-ish color, and I feel like that goes with everything. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's actually, I might need to get my camera adjusted somewhere. The other day I was wearing a gray shirt, and y'all thought it was, what did you think it was? Seafoam green or something?
Yeah.
And it was light gray, and this is a silver light gray.
Oh, really? It looks
denim.
Well, maybe that's just my computer. What do you think?
I usually revert to Lindsay's opinion on these things, but yeah, it kind of does look like denim.
But it looks good. I mean, I wouldn't change it.
Yeah, and if you want to see all of the newfangled stuff we have on our videos and everything, you can do that at the YouTubes. Just go to tjriggins.com and you can get all of our podcasts and everything right there. And the website acts as an app. If you put it up on your phone, it does the same thing as an application would do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let us know if TJ doesn't know how to dress.
Yeah.
And, Lindsay, is it okay to talk about what you're doing today?
Oh yeah. Get okay. My boobs squished.
Yeah.
Squish.
That is something you ladies, when you have to go get your mammograms, I always have such sympathy pains for you in that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Well, and I also can't imagine in 2025 that they haven't come up with a better way to do that.
Thank you. Took the words right out of my mouth. Like how? How have they not?
I don't get it.
And it would be different if it was like on a soft surface, but it's like two plexiglass pieces that are just like squat. Like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, this won't hurt a bit. I'm okay.
How long do they leave you squished?
I mean, a good like 10, 15 seconds.
Okay.
They got to get, well, so what happens is they squish it, you know, they take the pictures, they release it. Then you got to turn, do it again, and then they release it. So it's like multiple situations.
Mm-hmm. And then that's one at a time?
Yeah, one at a time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But mine, or is this TMI? I don't know. Anyway, mine are like dense. It's dense tissue, which I think is like common. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's pretty common. So anyway, it's hard for them to get like a good read on it. So every time I go in there, they're like, let's, you know, think about maybe next time doing a, just like an ultrasound, which is way better because it's like just a, you know, like a baby ultrasound.
But does insurance pay for that?
Nope.
No. See, that's the thing. That's an upcharge.
It's like, well, I don't want to say what it is because I don't know, but it's hundreds, you know, which I might start doing it. I mean, I think it might be worth it for, you know.
Yeah. I mean, take one day of the year, which is the mammogram day, and don't buy anything at a boutique or something or order anything from Amazon. You're right. Okay.
Just take a week off of Amazon. Yeah.
No, just one day off of Amazon.
Yeah. That's accurate. Yeah. Cause it can't be more. I mean, to be honest, it's probably not more than a couple hundred dollars. I don't know for sure. So people are probably going to be like, it's $800. I don't know.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, Lindsay, let me ask y'all something. If you're wearing socks, all right, is it more annoying for the sock to get twisted so the seam is not over the toe? It's kind of half over the toe and then half under your foot. Or the heel of the sock is off askew to the side. Or if you're wearing short socks and the sock comes down off of your heel in your shoe, or you walk through a little bit of water in your socks. Ooh. Which one's more annoying? Most annoying?
The most annoying to me is having the sock come off the heel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mine's water, because my sock comes off my heel 90% of the time.
And you know, that's what I was getting at. I think that is a woman thing, Riggins, because my little friend Jenny wears nothing but tennis shoes, just like sneakers. That's all she wears, unless it's, you know, slides on the boat or something, whatever.
Yeah.
And she wears the small no-show socks, but as soon as she puts them on, they slip down off of her heel and they're on just half of her foot. So the top of the sock then just goes around the middle of her foot. And she walks around in her tennis shoes like that all day, every day. Oh, God.
Doesn't she get blisters on her heel from that?
No.
Y'all know I have a theory about this. Have I told you my theory on this?
No.
So I'm a 9, okay? And when you're buying sock sizes, it's like 9 to 11 is the frame. So mm-hmm. I can either go down to like a 6 to 8 or go up. So I go up to a 9 to 11. So I am... That's why mine always slips down, because it's a little too big. But if I go down to the other size, it cramps my mm-hmm. toes up.
I would think it would slip more if it's too small.
You would think, but it's like it's not tight enough to, you know.
And that makes sense, because if little friend Jenny is wearing a sock that actually fit her, mm-hmm. it would be like from the baby section.
Yeah. Toddler 5T.
It had those little pom poms on.
Does she have a really small foot?
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that.
Yeah, she's like the rest of her. She's, well, I mean, you could hang her shoes from your rearview mirror.
Oh man, she can shop in the kids section then, like for shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
But she's not. Her foot is not as small as Alexis's foot, though.
Oh,
Alexis actually does shop for shoes in the kids section.
I love that.
And she always talks about how hard it is to find heels.
Right. Yeah.
Because she wears a 2 or something like that.
Yeah. They don't make toddler heels. No way.
No, and that's why she's got so many Jordans.
Yeah.
They make baby Jordans. So that she makes sense. Those.
And they're cheaper.
She did say that the baby shoes are cheaper.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
But if I walked around with my sock off of my heel all the time, it would drive me nuts. I would hate it.
More than the water.
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because the water is going to dry eventually. Like if it happens at Disney World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll dry, you know, be annoying for a while, but then after that. All right, so glad we could tackle the real issues here.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. Stream on your phone, on your iPad, in your car, or on your laptop at work, or even from your smart home devices. You're saying, hey, Riggins, I can't listen live. What am I supposed to do? Listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. The Week in Review, Group Therapy, The Extra Funny Podcast, TJ and Jody's House, all of your favorites every day of the week. It's easier than ever to enjoy the show. tjriggins.com.
Back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
What a surprise I saw when I opened up Instagram this week and I noticed all the new changes. Have you guys seen any of these things? So now you can repost people's posts or reels on your own account. Now, it is cool, and they're rolling them out gradually. So if you don't have it yet, don't worry, you'll probably get it. So that's one new feature they're rolling out. The other one is location sharing.
Oh.
Which is very much like Snapchat Maps. Mm-hmm. Definitely directed at younger people. If you just want to keep tabs on where your friends are. So as soon as I saw that pop up in my DMs, I immediately disabled it because I don't want anybody knowing where I'm at.
So dangerous too.
Well, what's interesting now is that the conversation has turned to Gen Zers making fun of millennials again. Gen Z is saying that only people over 35 care about location sharing. They're making it such a big deal when we look at it as just a safety feature. And then millennials are firing back saying, well, we didn't spend our whole life being tracked. So maybe it's just a more difficult change for us to accept. But
you know, that's a good point.
Young people are just saying it's not a big deal. Who cares if people know where you're at?
Yeah.
And I disagree.
Young people, though, have grown up not valuing privacy.
Absolutely.
Correct. You know,
they don't care about privacy. As a matter of fact, they don't want it. They want as many people looking at them and what they're doing as possible.
Do you think the parents of these Gen Zers started this when they did like the Life 360 and they did like the car tracking? Did they start this whole thing with their kids? So now that their kids are grown, they think,
I don't know. I think it's just more of the, I want my friends to know where I am, especially if I'm somewhere cool.
Yeah.
I want them to be jealous.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But this is definitely a play to get Instagram wants to attract younger people because they think they're losing grip on, you know, the younger people that went over to Snapchat or wherever they went.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to introduce a lot of those same features.
I'm for one glad that this wasn't around when we were younger. I mean, you know,
yeah, I know you
can't be tracked now.
You're a little juvenile delinquent.
Yeah. I mean, I went to parties. I don't want people to know where I'm at.
Were you one of those kids that was kind of out and your parents had to track you down a lot? I can't see that for you for some reason.
I mean, they called me, you know, a lot. They didn't have a way to track me in any other way. They'd call me and be like, so where are you at? And I'd be like, oh, I'm at so-and-so's. No, I'm with my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. It's fine.
And then when I was a kid, it was, parent, not mine as much, but other parents would say, okay, where are you going? All right. Call me when you get there.
Yeah.
I want to know that you're there.
Yeah. From the house phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then would you call again on the way home or it was just sort of accepted that you'd be home at a certain time?
Yeah. You're going to go there and nowhere else. Mm-hmm. If you go somewhere else, let me know where else you're going. That's what they would say, you know, for teenagers and stuff.
Yeah. Were you pretty good about following that rule?
Oh, yeah.
You're a rule follower. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what Jody says. He's a rule follower. She says it in a way that it's like it's a bad thing, though.
She said it last night on Lindsay, or a couple nights ago. She said, yeah, he's a rule follower.
She's like, people get mad at me because I won't jaywalk. That's the biggest one.
That is adorable. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, Major League Baseball is all a buzz. Have y'all heard this?
No.
I mean, it's a historic moment, not just for baseball, but in the world. Because they are, I think it may be tonight. I'm not sure. Let me look and see. They're getting their very first woman umpire.
Oh, ever?
In major leagues, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I don't think I ever knew there wasn't one.
Yeah, well, I mean, why would there be one?
Mm. What did the umps do? They're just like, they call the plays?
Yeah, they call the plays. Like they'll send in like, signals and tell the defense where to line up and things like that.
Like the referees.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, her name is Jen Powell, and she's this weekend going to be, I think, the Braves game.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, well, good for her.
Now, people are saying things like she's been working in the minor leagues for almost 10 years, and it's about time. The NBA got its first female official 28 years ago.
Oh.
So that's what I don't understand is that why is it about time, you know, just to have a woman do something or just to have a man do something or, you know, whatever other group. That's why is she not there? Because she's the best, you know, and she may be, you know, an outstanding umpire. But when you put the fact that she's a woman first and that's the important thing before you look at how good of an umpire she is or how good she is at her job, then people wonder, is she really a good umpire or is she there just because she's a woman?
And do we know that there are women that have wanted the job before? I mean,
I don't know. I'm sure.
Oh,
you know, women don't ever want to break the glass ceiling of being like a crab fisherman in Alaska. Mm. You know, they don't want to infiltrate the man's world of being a garbage collector. Mm. You know, they always want to do something that a man does that's cool.
Yeah. Well,
being a damn umpire.
I don't know. They're all up in arms. And I'm just like, how do we know that any of them have tried out before?
Well, and here's the thing. And then I know, ladies, you get upset with me, but I'm actually saying this as taken up for women and their abilities. Because if this woman is great as an umpire and deserves to be there on merit, then they don't need to be talking about her being a woman first, because that takes away from her merit and her job skills and everything that she's, you know, because if she's been in the minor leagues umpiring for 10 years and she's been umpiring in general way longer than that, you know, they work their way up just like baseball players do.
Oh
yeah.
So, but when you tag her as woman, then somebody may think, she's probably not as good as what a man would be. Probably wasn't the best that they could have put up. So it's kind of a disservice to her, I'm saying. But yeah. I don't think I would like it because I don't like to hear women yelling.
Oh.
And umpires have to scream and yell.
Oh.
I don't like that.
Mm. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I guess I should have asked for input on this before we came back on the air, but I'm tired. So, Riggins, I have a story to tell that is about a little bit of a dust up that I'm having at my other job.
Ooh.
So would it be better to do that right now or in the next segment?
It would be better to do that in the next segment.
Okay.
Or could we do a two-parter?
I don't think it'll be a two-parter.
No? Okay.
No.
Although I'm so excited to hear. I'm so excited to hear this story now that I don't want to wait, but I think we probably should.
Well, that's why I said that. Let's make it two parts.
Okay. but we've already wasted over a minute now just talking about whether or not to talk about it. So, we'll do it in the whole segment next.
Okay.
In the next segment.
Okay.
Is anybody getting fired?
Possibly me.
No, don't scare me. Now I need to know.
Oh, this is good. This is juicy.
I don't like this. I don't like being put on hold.
Well, okay. Y'all know I like to joke around.
Of course.
And as my wife says, people don't know how to take you.
Sure.
Well, I've had a case of that at my new job where somebody working there doesn't know how to take me.
Okay.
And I was joking around about something, and this person went and I don't know why, but he goes and listens to like my show when I'm finished on the podcast and stuff. And he's not doing it because he's entertained by it, I guess, because I was going through this thing on the air where I was making jokes about, you know, taking over and I'm going to be, you know,
number one.
Yeah. And that the rest of the staff ought to be afraid because I could take any of them show slot at any time. And, sure. You know, I mentioned one in particular. And I mean, it was just over the top silly and kind of like to the point where it was self-deprecating because I was going on and on about, you know, how great I am and I can, you know, they better watch out and you know, so forth. And so this guy, from what I've been told,
oh no,
pulled the clip of my saying that on my show and went around the building playing it for people to try to yeah. To try to say, you see this, you hear this. And then, from what I was told that most people listen to this, I'm pretty sure he's joking. So this person seemed to be, again, from the stories I've gotten, seemed to be trying to throw me out there. Like I'm just this egomaniac and I'm trying to, you know, take people's jobs and all of that stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I do not like this person already. I don't even know who you're talking about, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we have to take a break. So there you go, Lindsay. It's a two-parter.
Thank you.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. I'm going to try to go through this quickly. I have another job. I work, do a night show on a news talk station. It's mostly about political things, the culture, and it's also, you know, my personality brought to news talk radio. All right. So I'm funny, silly, whatever. So I make jokes all the time about the other hosts because the other hosts are solid. I mean, they're intellectuals. They're what you would normally hear on a news talk, political talk station. Okay. So I make jokes about them. And most of the jokes that I make are so over the top braggadocious that it's self-deprecating to me. You know, and I do that because I'm not an expert on anything really, except for connecting with a radio audience. And this is a technique that I use to connect with the audience. And it gives the impression, or it lets the audience know, not gives the impression, but lets the audience know that I and the rest of the people who work on the station are a big fun family, right? We all joke with each other. We get along and so forth and so on. Now, evidently, my expertise in bonding with a radio audience is over the heads of some people in radio. It's like, you know, when our business manager, Adam, starts showing these crazy spreadsheets and talking about monies and things like that. And we're looking at him like, what are you talking about? I think that's the way some radio people are with my techniques. It's just not, you know, it's a different level.
Yeah.
Which is my fault. I should stop and take the time to explain it to him. I really shouldn't. But anyway, so I was doing that about the morning show on the station. And they're called Bo and Beth. And they have great ratings. They're solid. And they do a news talk morning show. They don't do the type of morning show that we do. Mm-hmm. So I was going on and on about, yeah, well, I would be nervous if I were a morning show and the most legendary morning radio personality in the history of this city came and started working. One of the, you know, named to one of the 25 most influential radio personalities of the past quarter decade and, you know, all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And obviously I was joking. And then I put a guy on as a caller. And the first thing he said was, I like your show, man. I've been listening to you for years, but I don't know if you can handle, you know, Beth and Bo. You know, like they're so great. Even you couldn't, you know, and it's all part of the thing. Well, one guy goes in and pulls off every time I do that about the morning show and goes and plays it for him. The story I've heard and tries to get them all in an uproar over me. So I had to do the apology tour this morning. I made sure and I text one of the Beth I've been friends with for over 15 years. Yeah. And I said, look, I know you know that I'm joking, but will you please tell Bo and Bernie is one of the producers. Please tell them that make sure they know that I'm just joking and I won't do it anymore if it makes y'all uncomfortable. So I don't know what the day has in store for me as far as, you know, getting a call from anyone, management or whatever. But
well, the first thing is they're lacking humor. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah, that person. Yeah.
That person. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know that person. He needs to laugh a little bit. Okay.
I'm just thinking he just, like my wife said, they don't know how to take you. All right, now we got to take a break.
Oh, it's a three-parter then, because I got stuff to say.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Make sure you subscribe to the TJ and Riggins Show on YouTube. Just search TJ Riggins TV on YouTube and make sure you subscribe so you never miss when a new show is posted. And the best part is that it's totally free. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go!
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so we got a delay on Now Trending. Because Lindsay and Riggins both want to keep going with this story about how this guy's trying to get me in trouble at my other job.
Well, and mainly because I want to bash this guy, but I'm not going to get too far into that. But here's what should have happened. If he was a good do we know his job title?
No, I didn't say his
job. Okay, then I'm not going to say his job title.
Okay.
If he was a good person in his job, let me tell you what should have happened. They should have gone back on their show and been like, who does this guy think? Okay, like he's coming it up. Let me tell you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it should have been a promotion type situation for both shows. You're on the same station. It should have been like a old school, like what Riggins said, radio feud. That's how it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's got his panties in a wad. And it, like, you can't take a joke. Like, you're in radio. What is the show like, stale? Like, what, you never laugh?
But you have to remember, they're not the same kind of radio as we are.
Are you a person? Like, it's, have you, do this, you know?
This is a serious news organization. And while the other shows do have some humor they bring into their show, they're not silly like I am and all of that kind of stuff. But you also have to look at it from his perspective. I mean, he's been working at this station for years. And all of a sudden, they hire some guy and they make a big hoopla out of it. And then they, you know, they're putting him in every, oh, we're talking about me. So they put me in every news show, every magazine in town, every newspaper, everybody else's show is interviewing me. He's coming to our station and da 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 da. And you never know how that's going to hit people. You know, think, who's this guy think he is? And that's the thing. You go in and when everybody else is singing your praises, then people start to think, well, I bet he thinks he's hot stuff. You know, he thinks he's. Blah, blah, blah. And so I'm the complete opposite of that. And that's why I go over the top with those types of things where I'm saying I'm the best and I am one of the da, 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 da. It's an over the top braggadocious thing for comedic reasons. But some people just, it says if they're already looking for me to be a jerk.
Yeah.
And I just proved it right there.
That's right.
I'm not a team player. I came in here to disrupt the team.
Yeah.
You know,
well, let me just say this last thing. He ain't trying to take your job. Okay. People, I'm going ahead and say this. We have this.
Yeah.
We don't need, I mean,
and that's not at all the type of morning show that I've ever done. Now, you know, it's a news information kind of thing.
Boring.
They have some funny kind of stuff on there, but it's not boring to the people who are into news.
Well,
you know, if you're just waiting to hear what, you know, what kind of beef J-Lo is in with her stylist, then yeah, probably that would be boring.
Well, listen, it's a little stale. Okay. But I can say that. I don't know any of them. I don't care. Actually, I know Beth because she's from Concord. Yeah. But, and she's cool. But that's it. I mean,
but everybody at that radio station has been so sweet to me. And the other stations in the building, too. This is the first thing that has come up where I'm like, somebody's trying to get on me. But I've been in the business so long. Obviously, I lap it off and I handle it.
Yeah.
No big deal. But
they aren't laughing. Clearly, they don't know how.
That one guy.
The one guy.
The one guy, yeah.
Fine, whatever.
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
But we've got a letter asking for advice from TJ, but the week in review comes up in just a couple of minutes, so don't miss that. Highlighting everything that happened in the world of pop culture and on the TJ and Riggins Show. And I wish I had more time to edit it because TJ's in a real, you know, radio feud at the moment, and it's great. I'm loving it. It's amazing. So
it's somebody that's supposed to be on my team.
Yeah,
that's what's great. Competition.
Exactly.
See, I don't love it. It fires me. I don't love it.
Yeah, we can tell you're very fired up.
Yeah, you know, don't. Well, anyway, I'm not getting it. It's fine.
We'll maybe revisit it later. But if you haven't checked that out, go listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all those things. So we got this letter asking for some advice from TJ. It says, "What's up, TJ? I need real advice because I'm hitting a wall. My girlfriend and I have been together for just over a year. I love her, but over the last year, she's done a complete 180 politically. And I haven't, and I'm still where I've always been, but now she's got all these new opinions that feel like a rejection of who we used to be. We used to agree on big stuff, and now it's like we live in different realities. I'm walking on eggshells in my own relationship, and honestly, I'm starting to resent it. Is love supposed to survive this kind of shift? Or is this just the slow death of compatibility? I would love to hear your feedback on it."
Okay. And I don't even need to know which one is of which political persuasion, you know, so I'm not getting into who's right and who's wrong. I'm just going to say that. Yeah. I've always said, I don't know how relationships work when you're of two completely different mindsets politically, because those are your principles. It's not just how you vote. It's your principles. And if you have completely different principles in life, then I don't think you belong together for both of your sakes.
Yeah. He doesn't mention anything about whose side or what's changed, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just wondering if they're still, I guess, compatible, as he puts it.
They're not.
Even if you love someone and you've been in a relationship for a year.
Okay. Well, it depends on how strong you are in your principles. Because if you're going to stay together, one of you has got to cave some. Because if not, you're going to be butting heads all the time, and that's not a happy way to be. So you got to be able to, if you're the one, then, you know, you're going to say, all right, well, Okay, I'll say she's right, and then okay, I'll do this or I'll go this way, you know, just to keep the peace. Then that's no way to be. Either you're going to have to do that, or you're not going to be at peace ever.
I was going to say, what if they're not political at all? Like, but him writing this makes me think it does bother him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have written this. So,
okay. Yeah.
Let me ask you one more question. If they've only been dating for a year and she's done a 180 politically, is it worth sticking it out for another year and seeing if she does another 180? I mean, is it worth the investment of time, or is it just like, is it all a wash?
But then how will you ever know who she really is? You know, if somebody changes their principles as the wind blows,
right?
Like, well, what are you really made of? You know, what drives you? What do you have that is solid? If you can change your mind that easily.
Well, people change, they evolve, they have different opinions than they did when they were 20.
Mm. Well, I'm just saying, if he stays with her, I will be proven right. Take that how you want.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right. We've been so caught up in the radio station gossip from my other show. I forgot. It's time for the most anticipated segment of the week here. And it's all about the things that have gone on behind the scenes of the show, as well as popular culture for the week in Riggins Week in Review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. TJ is down almost 16 pounds in 4 weeks. I just really think that's great. And Lindsay crunched the numbers and said that's almost half of his body weight. So I need to tweak that a little bit.
I'm good at math.
You are. But is the world ready for a skinny TJ? We know it won't happen overnight, but I've done a little digging and I hear the puffy couch is psyched. Today is National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. You'll have to act with a bit of stealth, but I grew up in a time when hiding your zucchini meant something else. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. The kids are heading back to school. I always hope that bullying will decrease. Unless you get your own radio show, then it can be lucrative, to say the least. Lindsay's emotional about her daughter starting kindergarten, a moment that only happens once. I can't wait until Lindsay has to help with that homework in about a month. Same. I haven't thought about that, have you?
No.
TJ says, school are indoctrination centers. He brings up Marxism whenever he can. And I don't know who this guy Mark is, but TJ is definitely not a fan. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. McDonald's has a new Happy Meal out for adults. Get it at wherever McDonald's you're at. There's only one toy that could make me happy, and it'll make you grimace. I do know that. NASA says they want to put a nuclear reactor on the moon, and that might sound familiar to you because I'm pretty sure this was the plot in Austin Powers 2.
Didn't Dr. Evil already do that?
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake announced he has Lyme disease, which zaps your energy and all your power. And I heard that Britney was just devastated and actually stopped spinning for about an hour. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
All right.
Very good. Very good.
We'll have to do a new version next week to include TJ's radio feud. Absolutely obsessed with that at the moment. Now, we're used to seeing drama in the cabin of a Spirit Airlines flight, but there was some drama in another part of the plane last week, and the story is shocking. We will cover it all coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh, dear. Well, everybody's seen those viral videos of the fighting that happens sometimes on Spirit Airlines. That seems to be the airline that hosts the most drama, don't you think?
Yeah, sometimes. The fighting sometimes happens.
Yeah, it's like if you see a crazy video of people arguing or swinging and fighting, it's, you know, I don't know, 80% of the time it's in a Spirit airline. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that.
I think I know why, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've never flown Spirit, but there was some other drama that happened, and this is much, much darker. So police came in and pulled the pilot off the plane, and he's now been accused of stalking two minors. I think one was 12 and one was 16, I want to say. And there aren't many details about what the story is, but certainly those are pretty serious charges that you've been accused of stalking minors. But the guy's 40 years old, had his mugshot taken, and he's awaiting his next court date. And
that's like the last thing you want your pilot to be arrested for. Your pilot.
Well,
it's not the last thing, but it's not great.
I'm just saying, it shows the pattern of somebody that should be in control of himself.
Yes.
And he can't control himself. So yeah, that's terrible to be putting so many people's lives in your hands when you're that unpredictable and undisciplined and just, you can't fight these urges.
Yeah.
That was going to be my question. If you are trying to get home, and you're in, let's say, Denver, Colorado, and you find out that your pilot has been accused of stalking minors, but this is the last flight and you're not going to be able to get out. I don't know that I have the willpower to say, I don't want him flying my plane.
Well,
does that make me a bad person?
No, I would look at it like he should be in jail as soon as possible. This is the way I would look at it.
Yep, that makes sense.
And for me, if it's just me and Kyle, we're going. If my kids are with me, no.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
The difference.
I see what TJ said. You want this. This guy should be in jail post haste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say he's an alcoholic, but he is sober that day. Are you still? I'm flying.
Yeah, I would too.
If he's sober, but
yeah.
I mean.
What if he's wanted for murder?
No.
Yeah, I would look at it the same way. He needs to be in jail as soon as possible.
Yeah. And
because he's a threat to everybody. So is a pilot who knows that he's at the end of his freedom because he's going to be going to jail for stalking children. He might crash the whole thing and just be done with it.
I didn't think about that.
Great point. Mm-hmm.
That is a good point. Yeah, you've made me. Oh, you've opened my eyes, TJ. I'll be honest. I hadn't thought about it from any of those angles. I was just more concerned of. Oh, I want to get home.
How I'm po to get home?
I mean, I get that.
I'm already upset because I'm in Spirit Airlines and there's probably a fight breaking out and home. I know the feeling.
You did pay $10 for the ticket, so good news.
I'm not out a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Good point. I didn't think about that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Lindsay from the TJ and Riggins Show, and I would love to tell our radio family about your business. Let me share your story. It's super easy. Just head over to tjriggins.com/influencer to find out how you can be partners with the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, I appreciate when women will speak up for men, you know, because we get done dirty a lot in the press and, you know, and all of that business. I mean, we get demonized, don't we?
A lot of men do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this lady is standing up for the men's, and we can't play the video, the whole video on YouTube's, but Riggins has a picture. Just a screenshot of the lady. So I'll play the sound, and then if you're watching the video, you can see what she looks like. Go ahead, Riggins, throw that up there, and because this is our hero of the day.
Oh,
Lindsay.
Try to.
Sorry.
Being professional here.
I'm sorry.
So here she is.
I'm tired of hearing about how bad men are. Quit telling me how bad men are. I have two kids with two men. Stop telling me how bad men are.
One thing I do like about.
Okay. So, you know, it would have been a little more powerful had she turned the volume of the TV down a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, her heart is in the right place.
I agree. She's got two kids with two men, so she knows that some men are good.
Mm-hmm. Stop. And this was just a simple message. Stop talking about how bad men are.
Yeah.
No need for further analysis.
Okay.
Just stop doing it. Stop talking about how bad men are.
I'm not going to say a word.
You've already said so much.
I think
Oh, I wasn't doing that to her. I just had seen something outside that.
Right. Something outside that you saw just at the exact same time that her picture went up on the screen for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a coinky dink.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Talk about God's timing.
Woo.
Yeah.
Just in an instant. Oh, God.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she's fighting for men, so I'm appreciative of it.
Right. I am too. Lindsay, is there, do you know anything about this? Do you keep up with fashion anymore? I don't think you do, obviously. But,
okay. That was hurtful, but not as much as I used to, but yes, a little bit.
I'm kidding. What is it that people are saying that this Y2K fashion is coming back and that young women are paying a lot for stuff that was stylish in the year 2000?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. The good news is I have a lot of this clothing because I'm a hoarder with clothes, mm-hmm. and I could sell this for a good amount. The stuff is coming back, but I'm not going to be wearing it.
Yeah, it's for young women.
Yeah.
No offense.
I feel like I'm like shot at twice during this whole thing. Like
at least
shots fired. Okay. So
no, I mean like really young.
No, I know.
Even like younger than my daughter.
Belly chains.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of it.
Clunky crop sandals top. And stuff.
Chunky right? sandals. Crop Von top.
Dutch.
Really?
No, not Von Dutch. Maybe.
Well, maybe not. Well, actually, I did see someone wearing a Von Dutch hat. I'm like a top influencer. I'm like, oh, no. Yes, we're
nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see that come back.
No.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ, tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I went into this story when I saw the headline And I thought, oh, this is going to be ridiculous. We can make fun of this a lot. So then I started looking at it. I'm like, oh, well, you know what? That's not bad advice. So you see, mm-hmm. I'm not completely closed minded to things. My mind has changed. Mm. The article is 6 weird ways to fit more movement into your day.
Oh,
not movements.
Oh,
movement.
Okay.
We lost Lindsay.
We were like, I was like, okay, let me write this down.
Okay. All right. So, y'all tell me if you would do these or feel ridiculous doing it. All right, here we go. Do squats while heating up food in the microwave.
Oh,
even if it's for 30 seconds, it says it adds up and you've already got a built-in timer. I would do that.
That's a great idea, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I need like 30 days. I don't need 30 seconds.
Well, and it also depends on what you're heating in the microwave.
Right. Like the bagel bites aren't.
Yeah. It could be defeating the purpose if you're warming up a lava cake.
Right.
Good point.
Pick a favorite show and make yourself work out whenever you watch it.
No,
I couldn't do that. I want to concentrate on the show. Do calf raises while brushing your teeth.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's also a pretty clever one. You're already standing there at the bathroom mirror. You're brushing your teeth. Might as well do some calf raises. That's mm-hmm. cool.
If my wife did that, her calves would be the size of the Incredible Hulks.
Are they a bit?
Well, yeah, as many times as she brushes her teeth a day and as big as they are, it's a heavy duty job. Yeah. This one says, don't sit when you're on the phone. That's a good one. Just walk around while you're on the phone.
I naturally do that.
And I know a lot of people, when they're making videos for the TikToks and all, they move around constantly. They're either moving around or in the bed.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you should hear me and Jody on the phone. She's like vacuuming and doing stuff, and I'm running around. I'm like, I got to pee. Is that okay? Hang on. What? Yeah, it's wild.
Number 5 is carry your groceries to the car. I guess not put them in the cart to drive them, to push them out there, carry them. And then number 6 is rush through your chores. Like do it at a high speed.
Oh, I do that.
Get your heart rate going.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now this was, it was very good that I saw that this morning, because I was actually, leaned up against the bathroom counter this morning when I was in there to get ready. And my ankles were crossed and my leg was straight. And I was there for a little bit reading an article, and then I had to text somebody about something. And so I was in that one spot for about, I don't know, 2 minutes. And then when I got ready, I hit send, and then I wanted to walk across the bathroom to my side to start getting ready. My back locked.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's all it took. And it was a sound. Because when you get a back spasm, it just shoots pain immediately when you try to move. I wasn't in any pain at all standing there. But as soon as I started to move from that position, I thought, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to even make it upstairs to my studio to do the show this morning.
Bless it.
I was going, you know how like, when you're getting in really cold water, you just say, and I was grabbing the wall and I was trying to just get it moving a little bit to unlock it. And it did, but
nothing's worse than that. God.
So now I got to start doing some of these things.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I knew this was going to happen. I casually mentioned something earlier, and it has upset some of the lady listeners. So I need to explain that I wasn't being misogynistic or anything like that. We were talking about the first major league female umpire that will move up from the minor leagues and be the first woman major league umpire this weekend. And I was saying, you know, that it does her a disservice to always identify her for her woman stature as opposed to the fact that she's a great umpire. Now, I don't know if she's a great umpire. Most people, though, if you make it to the major leagues, you've gone through the ranks. She's been in the minor leagues for 10 years. But if you say woman, 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 then people will think, well, that's the only way she got up there was by being a woman, as opposed to, oh, she's a great umpire. And she just happens to be a woman. But the part that people are complaining about is that I said, I wouldn't like it because I can't stand hearing women scream and yell.
And
that's what umpires do. You know, when they're calling balls and strikes, they're yelling.
Sure.
Now, that comes from the fact that little boys are born with something in their ears that women don't have. And that thing is some kind of mechanism that crumbles when women are screaming. Because normal boys and men are trying to please women from day one. A little boy is trying to please his mom. And it gets stronger as he grows through adolescence and teenage years and that sort of thing. And the worst thing that you can do to a young boy is have his mama mad at him and screaming and yelling at him.
Oh,
he would rather take a shoe upside the head any day than to have his mama yelling at him. Ooh. And then he gets married and it just transfers to wife. Mm-hmm. You know, men don't want to have their wives screaming, yelling at them because one, it means they're not pleasing their wife and they don't like that. And the other is because it hurts. And that's all I was saying. I don't like when women yell. I especially don't like when women yell into a microphone at an event of some sort, because that just magnifies it even that much more. And it does physical damage to me.
I wish my son was born like that. If he could give me the middle finger, he would.
Yeah, but he'll get to the other part.
He will? Okay, good.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft. And you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D. Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a town in Colorado that thought they had some sort of a lunatic that was hallucinating because he said, there are bears in the sewer. We have bears in the sewer. So it took somebody else seeing what he was talking about. So the city street department or whatever went and opened a manhole. And as soon as they did, a few minutes later, a big black bear poked his head up out of that manhole and then climbed out and then took off for a nearby tree.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sewer bears.
Yeah. So they said that the bears spend most of the day in trees and then they come down at night for protection and all. And that he may have gotten into the pipe to get shade because it's been hot.
Oh.
And then just started getting lost in the sewer. But what if he's not the only one?
Oh my God.
What if she had babies down there?
Or what if they're just, you know, big groups of giant sewer radioactive bears down there.
Exactly. Right. Zombie sewer bears.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is terrifying. Imagine being like having to work in the sewer system and then you're confronted by a bear.
Yeah.
That's not like seeing a rat or a snake or something. It's a bear.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, which would you rather come face to face with in the sewer? A bear, a snake, or a giant rat?
A bear.
You'd rather come in contact with the bear.
I know, but they're sweet and they're cuddly and they're so cute.
Mm-hmm. He's been in the sewer all day. You going to cuddle with that bear?
Yeah. or I'm gonna let it out. I'm gonna give it a bath, and then we're gonna cuddle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't know you were gonna give it a bath. Sorry.
You know, my friend Mark has a house in the mountains, like way up in the mountains, and he gets bears on his deck all the time. If my little friend Jenny were ever to go up there, she's getting eaten by one of those bears because she's convinced that she could pet it and it would love her like dogs
same.
Do.
Same. We are so alike. Same. All you have to do is give it a little steak and then just start going at his ears, rub his belly.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Try it.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God, I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So this is kind of sad. Maybe you've seen the news this week. Claire's has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. I know. I had the same reaction, Lindsay.
Nostalgic. I can't believe it.
It's where I got my ears pierced when, you know, I turned 18. I went to the mall with my parents and my brothers, and I went and got my ears pierced. And I think that was the experience for a lot of people, especially in the 90s and early 2000s. You went to Claire's to get your ears pierced.
I did it in the 80s.
Did you really?
Yeah. But back then, you know, I only got one ear pierced because if you had the other one pierced, it meant you was gay. Left side means heterosexual, and the right ear means you was gay.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's what it was. Left side. Yeah. You're straight.
And if a man got both ears pierced, it meant he was a bisexual.
Oh, really?
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
What was the cartilage? Cause that was like big when I was in high school.
Yeah. That was just for the girls though. Men no. Yeah. Really?
No, the boys did it. Yeah. I don't know if
gay.
What that meant.
They was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a cornerstone of the mall that has now, you know, gone by the wayside, unfortunately. So Claire's in the news this week.
You know, Brother Ace used to absolutely love a place in the mall called Afterthoughts. Do they still have those?
Oh, my God. That's where I got my ears pierced when I was 13. Afterthoughts.
Mm-hmm.
The best. I didn't know anyone knew about those.
Yeah. Well, it was like a Claire's?
Better
than a Claire's.
Oh, and then he also loved Things Remembered. You remember that store?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't know we had
got
that.
He got a lot of the globes in his collection. You know, he used to collect globes.
No, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And he got them from that store. That's funny.
A lot of like glass sculptures and figurines. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He loved his stuff. He did.
Loved it.
Today is National Pickleball Day. National Pickleball Day. This is the third year in a row. Every summer I go, this is the year I'm going to learn pickleball. Everybody's making friends. They're competing. Looks like a lot of fun. And another year has passed and I have not learned how to play pickleball. Are you guys still on the pickleball? Oh, look at you, TJ.
Got a mug that says Tipsy Pickle on it. It's a new pickleball place in Charlotte.
And did you play when you went or you just like watched? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, little friend Jenny's one of the investors in it. And we just went to check it out. And I believe that day I had wings and pizza.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's my kind of pickleball.
No pickleball for me.
Pickleball was off the table once the pizza and wings arrived. I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Some disturbing news about 2025 that you are going to share the rest of the day. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
This is TJ and Riggins.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go!
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Did you guys see any lemonade stands this year being run by kids?
Yes.
You saw a couple?
I saw many in my neighborhood, and I stop every time.
Dude, what's the going rate for a glass of lemonade in your neck of the woods?
I think it was like $1, but now they sell bracelets. There were some other little keychain tchotchke things. So I end up spending like five to 10.
Even at the lemonade stand, you're overspending. Well, I mean, that is just such a Lindsay move.
And they take Venmo now. So it's just, I'm like, oh, I don't have any cash. They're like, oh, we Venmo.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 2025 has seen more lemonade stands get shut down than any year in the past 35 years. I didn't realize that most lemonade stands, regardless of whether they're run by kids or not, are illegal.
Yeah. You have to have a permit and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. They're illegal except for these 14 states. And TJ, you want to guess what one of those states is?
Louisiana.
It is Louisiana. Believe it or not, they don't require a permit, which actually to me makes a lot of sense. For some reason, I think in Louisiana, if you want to buy the best food, it's probably not coming from somebody who's got a permit. Am I wrong in saying that?
They may have a business operator's license, but as far as a high grade from the sanitation, you know, all that stuff, I don't even know if they have that in Louisiana. They used to not have it because they knew that it wouldn't be legit, because the people who were the inspectors and all that would be looking for bribes. And, you know, Louisiana is not known for being, you know, upstanding, you know, to the letter of the law type operation.
Sure. You know? Sure.
If someone's shutting down a kid's lemonade stand, you're a terrible person.
Right. I know a lot of people are saying that, like, what is wrong with you? Aren't there like bigger issues to deal with? But
yes, there are.
I turned one in one time, though.
Did you?
And I sat back and waited till the cops came and shut it down.
No, you did not.
Mm-hmm. Because I knew those kids' parents, and you know I don't agree with them politically. So, my gum just fell out of my mouth. I had them shut down.
Okay, well, you have your reasons.
And I tried to get the parents put in jail. I'm kidding.
I swear I saw them put some crack cocaine in the lemonade.
A lemonade stand, I'll usually just stop and hand them $1 or $2. I don't want the lemonade or anything. Just here, take the money.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to do. So
I don't like lemonade.
Yeah.
You got any Miller Lite in there?
Yeah. All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.